from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Woo, halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, man, what an incredible, incredible day for Padres fans and, for Dylan Cease. And really, the entire team should be celebrating that. You can't get one of those without the help of your teammates. And they came through before him yesterday. Going to be talking to the skipper, Mike Shildt, in about an hour. What he was going through, that stomach got to be churning a little bit, you know, thinking down the road. Yeah, yeah, I'm not surprised. But what a great week it's been, man, for the Padres. Now, I'm a little concerned. I'll tell you why. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Things have been going really well. Like, really well. It's been a great week. We've just been all victories all the time.
What could there be to be concerned about?
Well, I'm leaving Monday after the show, and I'm leaving for Hawaii for a week.
You're worried you're going to miss just an epic 20-game winning streak?
No, I'd be so happy if they never lost
the
again.
The home no-hitter against the Dodgers.
Yes, against the Dodgers, sure.
I mean, back-to-back no-hitters, Johnny Vandermeer style for right. Dylan Cease. Can't believe you're going to miss that.
I would love it. And I just want to... We have the Rally Roach in here today. Keep this in here.
Oh, yeah.
The Rally Roach stays. We had
yesterday's Roach. Took it to a taxidermist and had it stuffed.
And had wheels put on the bottom of it, apparently. So I brought this from home. This should stay here. I don't want to freak Annie out, but it's going to be sitting here.
It's like 3 inches?
This thing, yeah.
Life size.
Yeah, it's big.
Pretty much the same size as yesterday's Rally Roach.
Who in our audience can make a little tiny Padres jersey for our Rally Roach?
Yeah, just a little teeny tiny.
Like a little tiny jersey.
Like a little jersey.
Like the ones people put their wiener dogs in?
Yeah. 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 It's a tiny little shirt with like, I don't know, what are we going to name that Rally Roach?
He's the Rally Roach.
Rally Roach?
Okay. Rally Roach.
Doesn't need a name.
Or is he the anti-Rally Roach? I mean, it really was the pitching yesterday, not a rally, that got the Padres to their victory.
That's true. The pitching roach. It doesn't sound great. Pitching ninja, roach.
Do we address this all on Monday? See how the weekend goes, maybe?
Yeah.
100%.
It's only been one game.
Yeah. Let's not put the cart ahead of the roach.
That's right. And so but I'm leaving town, and I want it to go well for you guys while I'm gone. Not just your shows, but like, I don't want them to fall off a cliff like they did the last time I went when I left for Texas.
Well, every time they've gone on a nice 5-game winning streak, they've immediately fallen off the cliff right afterwards. So,
yes.
I mean, what are we expecting coming up here this next week?
I mean, it's tough. It's tough row to hoe, right? With the Baltimore Orioles waiting for you in Baltimore right now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'll be here. I'll be here for the Orioles series, and we can break it all down on Monday. I'll have one more show, and then off to Kauai. Thanks for all the recommendations I've been getting too. I couldn't get to every recommendation if I had a month there. But I have to go in this weekend and collate them. I've got DMs of...
That big of an island.
That's what I thought. I figured there's 7 restaurants to choose from and, go on these couple hikes. And, I've got 100 places to go check out when we go. I'm very excited. Did we ever come to a conclusion? I know we did this on that year. Remember that year you took multiple Hawaiian vacations?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you ever wear Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah.
Did we ever?
Oh, absolutely.
You did?
Yeah.
Did we ever come to the conclusion of, like, they look at you and laugh?
Or yeah, we had these conversations.
We had the conversation, yeah. But what was the verdict?
That's what they wear, too.
Do they, though?
Yes, locals. They do. Locals wear Hawaiian shirts.
Okay, maybe a guy working at a hotel wears one. When you're walking...
The guy you rent the surfboard from or something.
Yeah, yeah, he's got one on.
I mean, when they... When they're not, they're just probably at the beach and they're shirtless.
Well, no, because there's people on Kauai that sell insurance. Are they rocking Hawaiian shirts?
I think they might be, yeah.
Really?
What are they, putting on a business suit?
Not a suit, but just a normal collared shirt. Is it all Hawaiian shirts the time?
Not all the time.
Everyone has their lunch out of a coconut?
I don't think they bat an eye when they see locals, you know. Guy shopping at the grocery store.
Are you sure?
Shirt. Yeah, I think you're okay. You'll blend with the locals.
So you go to a local coffee shop.
Now,
is the guy, is the
if you're wearing a lei, you're immediately marked as a tourist.
I'm not going to wear a lei around the island.
You're not?
Yes, no. You are. Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, you will.
Puka shells.
You'd make me wear one.
I would make you wear one. I will get a puka shell necklace as a bit. Is it hookah or puka?
Puka.
I'll get one as a bit for sure.
Hookah's something different.
Hookah's something different entirely. All right, so we did figure out. So I got one. It's very understated. Very understated. It's not bright and flowery, but it is a Hawaiian print.
Maybe a little more Tommy Bahama.
It's not Tommy
style,
Bahama.
Though.
No, it's I want to say it's like Hurley or something. It's like pink and white. It looks pretty good on me. But it's very understated.
What about the Padres Hawaiian shirt giveaway shirt?
I would wear that in a second if I didn't look like a hot dog in it. The overstuffed hot dog. So I love that one. I would wear it. But I just look, oh man, people in the chat. See, yeah, they wear more understated aloha shirts. I want to fit in. I want to just be seamless. I don't want them to be like, look at that try hard over
there's
there.
There's nothing you can wear that's going to make you people go, yeah, you know what, that guy, I think he might be a local.
He's a native, a local native. But it's like, I always make fun of people that go to, like, all right, we're here in San Diego, right? And Morgan Wallen's playing. And I know you. I know what you wear. I know what you dress like. But when Morgan Wallen's here, you have starched Wranglers on and a crisp button-down shirt and a cowboy hat. And I'm like, you're not a cowboy. They're going to look at me like I look at those.
You went to Walmart and got a cowboy
100%.
Hat the day before the concert.
Right. You're not I know you're in real estate. You're not a cowboy. You've never been a cowboy in your life. But why, when you go to a country concert, do you wear a cowboy hat? So why, when you go to Hawaii, do you wear Hawaiian shirts and stuff?
But they're comfortable and they're very light material. So in the warm,
it is comfortable
weather. That's why you're wearing it.
Okay, Matt says you got to call them aloha shirts. That's formal attire on the island. Source: my wife, who grew up on Maui. Adam says just wear what will make you comfortable. Don't worry about it. Yeah, black t-shirts. Goth. I'll be goth Hawaiian.
There are a lot of t-shirts on the island as well, but not so many black ones for sure.
Right.
So. I wanted to point out, we heard the great montage that Polly put together.
Hang on, oh, just hold your horses.
Okay. All right, relax,
hold your horses.
Settle down,
we have a call from Rito.
Rito.
On the North Shore.
Yes! Oh my God, okay.
And he heard our conversation and decided to call in.
Good, I love that.
Outstanding timing. Rito, how you doing, man?
All right, man. Feeling good.
Hey, aloha.
Mahalo.
Aloha, man.
All right, fill me in, man.
You know what? When you go over there, you just got to blend in. You don't want to look like you don't want to stick out like a bad piece of, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Cool.
That's what I'm trying to do.
He's a howley, Rito.
Oh no.
Yeah, you don't want to be picked on right away. You know what I mean?
I'm just gonna sit in our house out to the front porch.
It's not like that, but you know, you just got to be cool. That's all.
All right. I'll be cool. I can be cool.
You guys have no problem about that.
Okay.
Just don't steal their waves when they're surfing, Woods.
Oh,
that is serious.
You know me. Big wave stealer.
I have a suggestion for you guys.
All right, shoot.
You guys should go out on an outrigger canoe with your family.
I'm going to. We're doing a boat type trip, and I would love to take a canoe out. We got a bunch of recommendations of places to go and eat and drink and, you know, get the full experience. But, yeah, I definitely want to spend some time in the water out there, preferably in a boat. I won't be stealing anyone's waves. Trust me on that. I will not. I will not. I won't even attempt it.
Well, you won't get any waves because you got to earn your spot there on the lineup, man.
Also, I don't know what I'm doing, so that's the other reason I wouldn't get any waves at all, because I don't know how to surf, so it won't even be an issue. But,
please try it and have Hannah film everything.
Thank you for the call.
We would call you a buoy, you know. Hey, get off to the side. You're a buoy marker for us.
A buoy. Rita, you're up early. Was it 5:10 a.m. or 6:10 a.m. there?
It's 3 hour difference.
Five in the morning. Wow. He's up early.
A buoy.
Watching Ben and Woods this morning. Hey, thanks, man.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
That's awesome.
A buoy.
Is that a Hawaiian term?
Yeah. No. You're a buoy. That's you're incredible. In here. You're like the big fat guy in the water trying to steal everyone's waves. It will not happen. I promise you. I'm a buoy marker.
Once someone tethers their boat to you, you know you're in trouble.
That's so good. So good. Well, thanks for getting up early and watching and listening to Ben and Woods. Thanks for the call. Yeah, well, I'll figure it out. I'm sure it'll be great content one way or the other.
So as I was saying when Rito called in, Paulie did such a great job putting together that montage of the end of the game. And on Jesse's call, he goes, time and time again, Dylan Cease has been close. This season alone, he's had six, like, one-hitters or no-hitters into, like, the sixth or seventh inning. But the time that he was the closest was September 3rd, 2022, with the White Sox pitching against the Minnesota Twins. And he went 8 2/3 no-hit innings. And I think this is one of the best stories of the no-hitter yesterday. Because on that day, the last batter, the potential no-hit clincher, was Luis Arraez of the Minnesota Twins, who took two strikes, as he wants to do, fastball, slider, and he like dug in. And he talked about it after the game yesterday, about that game. He said, I was really focused. The crowd in Chicago was big, a lot of fans. They were cheering for Dylan. I said, this is my moment. I want to break up the no-hitter. I was fighting for my batting title. I needed that hit. Everybody hated me in Chicago, but it's my job. He threw me a 99-mile-an-hour fastball inside, next pitch slider. He got two strikes. I said, okay, let's fight. Sent me a slider, and I broke up the no-hitter. But I'm so happy for Dylan today. He deserves it. He's amazing. And Arraez looked like he might have been the most stressed guy in the dugout, wanting it so badly. And he made that point, and you probably saw the video as Dylan was getting his hugs from his teammates, that he went and got the ball from Bryce Johnson, the final out ball, so he could give it to Dylan Cease. Like,
so rad,
hey,
man.
I took one away from you. Here is the one that you finally got now, and I'm so happy for you, man. I love
it. It's unbelievable.
Loved that. That was so cool.
There were so many special moments about yesterday. So many. That one was great. Again, we mentioned the post game on the bus, watching Dylan watching it on MLB Network, and all the guys cheering for him and rooting him on, and watching the individual teammates come up and give him a hug. And obviously, the Joe Musgrove, Dylan Cease moment was pretty special. You know, I did see people like, oh, Joe's going to be pissed. It doesn't work that way.
No.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't. And it definitely didn't look like Joe was anything other than ridiculously elated for Dylan Cease. That is a cool moment. Nobody wants to be like, oh, I was the only one and now I'm not. Who cares? Like, bro, your team just, you got a sweep. In a series you needed to sweep, and you did it. You took care of business. Your bullpen's rested, and now you go to Baltimore to try to take 2 out of 3 from those guys. And it was an incredible day.
Absolutely. All right, our phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. We got some callers on the line. If you want to join us, we'll come back. We'll talk no-hitter when we return. Paulie's got some headlines of the Roundel Report at the bottom of the hour, and then we're all looking forward to the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt coming up at 9 o'clock. When we grill him relentlessly about last Friday's 7-0 loss
piss him off
to the Cleveland Guardians.
You dare me?
I challenge you to try to get him to get chippy.
He's
going to
be a little sensitive about the whole I took Dylan Cease out of the game thing and he had to talk his way back into it. No?
No.
That was a tough call for him either way.
Oh, absolutely.
Ben just gives him some commentary on tonight's starting pitcher, maybe.
Oh.
I'm sure he'll love that.
Please don't.
It's all ahead. Don't go. You don't want to miss a minute of this. Traffic is next here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Must apologize to the legion of tier ones out there. Your morning show here, Ben and Woods, we have failed to mention, it is Friday, we have failed to mention probably the biggest event going on in San Diego even once. That's Comic-Con.
Not probably. It's definitely the biggest event
in San Diego. It's definitely the biggest event.
And, one of the biggest events probably in the country right now.
Yes. We have been, we have not mentioned it.
Shout out to any Tier 1s listening in line for Hall H's latest panel or whatever's going on right now.
Yeah. I mean, we went down last year. We did the bit in the suit, and you had your... What were you?
Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan.
Ben Kenobi. And we had a fun time down there. We did not make it down this year. Just a lot going on. But have a great time out there at Comic-Con. Be safe. It's much like, from what I've heard from people in the know, you know how they gave out all those prophylactics at the Olympics? I heard it gets a little squirrely at Comic-Con, too. So,
well, that is where Adam recognized our... friend Jennifer Sturger,
yes,
from behind,
yes,
from about 60 yards away.
60 yards? Oh, that's her. Well, you can't even see her face.
That's she's just wearing her yoga pants.
That's just her derriere.
Adam,
that was a year ago at Comic-Con.
Our own little Pete Rose.
I mean, I don't know how many of the Comic-Con visitors are Ben and Woods listeners at the same time, but we do have some out of towners. So if you're visiting, we absolutely welcome you to our fine little burg here in this corner of the country. Hopefully, Comic-Con will remain here for some time. I know there's been some questions about the future of Comic-Con in San Diego. And as you can imagine, hotels know, well, this is our Super Bowl. And so they raise rates as high as possible. Comic-Con's going, stop doing that to all of our Comic-Con, our great Comic-Con fans who come and have to pay $400 for a tiny hotel room while they're in San Diego. Stop, you know, raising the rates while you're here. We need like a limit. If we want, we'll go somewhere else if hotels don't play nice while we're in town. And hotels are like, well, we want you to stay, but we also love charging as much as possible for like, you know, 6-night minimum stay during Comic-Con, make a ton of money this week. So they're in those negotiations. I think it's definitely back.
Johnny says they just agreed on a contract till 2026.
But after that, it's in question. So it's definitely 2 more years here, but then we're not sure if Comic-Con will return.
I mean, it's like that thing. That it's a poker game, right? And where you go, all right, well, I mean, enjoy Milwaukee, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. This is a really, really great place to have events like that, and you don't want to lose it. You'd hate to lose it, but you also don't want to just grab your ankles and anytime somebody threatens to leave. You know, it just doesn't work that way. You got to call somebody's bluff from now and then.
We did.
Yeah, true, but you'd hate to lose it. You would absolutely hate to lose it, but yeah, man, it's a big poker game to be sure, but if you're down there, have a great time. Enjoy yourselves.
Pretty fun, I think, this year. Like, they were kind of slow, like transitioning from the COVID stuff to getting back to how it used to be. I remember we went last year and a bunch of people said, yeah, like some of the studios are here, but a lot of them aren't. They're kind of just doing their own thing. And I mean, like the new Deadpool and Wolverine movie comes out today. I'm sure Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are down there somewhere doing something.
Ryan Reynolds, if you're in town and you're listening to this in an Uber, 833-288-0973. Blake is
we'll move you near the front of the line. We promise you won't have to wait on hold for more than a few minutes.
No. You can bring Blake with you as well. That would be fine.
Sure. I'll take Rob McElhaney.
100%. 100%. Yeah, there was a strike. The strike.
That's what it was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the pandemic before that, then the strike.
Then the strike. And so, yeah, they're trying to get it together now. What's the? I'm so out of the. I mean, I'm still watching Sopranos again. You know what I mean?
What's like,
the hot property right now? What's the hot
feels
stuff?
Like Marvel is
kind of in Deadpool right now.
Deadpool and Wolverine is huge because it comes out today.
So everyone's down there dressed like Deadpool.
Got the claws and they got the red suit on.
You haven't seen any of those, have you?
No.
If you were ever going to watch one of those types of movies,
I saw Iron Man.
Deadpool would be the one for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funnier and cruder and R-rateder than the normal Marvel fare.
You would love it.
All right,
Bo would actually probably love it.
Maybe.
It's true, unfortunately.
Maybe I'll watch it on the plane. It's just called Deadpool.
All right,
first
so there's
one.
Deadpool, there's Deadpool the 2. Sequel, and then now there's Deadpool and Wolverine, which is the one that, bringing two separate Marvel characters together.
You should absolutely just watch the first one.
Okay, Deadpool.
It's outstanding.
Yeah, G-Test, didn't you guys go down there? Yeah, we did. We had a blast.
We didn't have passes, though. We didn't have badges.
No, we just walked around and got some audio. We learned one of the more interesting stories of Ben's youth, if you could retell that. Do you remember what you shared with us?
The Hot Wheels.
Oh, yeah. I was a huge, huge fan of my Matchbox Hot Wheels cars.
As we all were.
And like most kids, what I love to do with them, no, not race them. I like to park them. I would create parking lots with butcher paper. My mom would line the paper, and I would nicely center them in each of their spots. You know, sometimes they were the diagonal spaces, or sometimes they were the straight-in spaces. And I would park them all nice and neatly on a big, giant piece of butcher paper.
And then...
And just let them sit in their lot.
And then that was it.
Yeah. No, then, I also had that Hot Wheels car wash. I love to put them through the car wash to make them sure they were clean.
The car wash is pretty badass, actually.
You actually put real water in it, and it would squirt the water as it went through.
Oh my God!
I the other day walked in. Taylor was on the ground with he's got like a netting sack. It's like a sack. It's like a net that you pull the deal and it closes. And he dumped it all out, and I immediately when they dump out a giant bag of things, you go. And I had to talk myself down out from the ledge because they just take it. You're like, and I looked over, and this little SOB is lining those cars up next to each other. I went, that's what Ben did. Ben did that. I was like, oh, no.
I think I'm more laughing. Did you just Ben explain how a sack works
to all of us? Well, it's like, you know what I'm talking about?
Bag.
Yeah, laundry bag with the thing on it.
With a rope at the top. Yes, we know how sacks work.
He just... It's his favorite thing to do. They have baskets of toys. And instead of just, I'm going to grab this, he grabs it and just... all over. But he was lining his up in his own little parking lot as well. So I guess I have that to
look forward to. We got some paper here. Maybe we can draw some parking spaces and Ben can park the roach.
Squirrely24 in the chat, he came to Ailsmith last year and gave me a Hot Wheel
car. That's right. That's
there.
Right.
I appreciate that.
So great, man.
We can put that in the parking lot and get it going again.
Young Ben is one of the more fascinating characters I have ever encountered, as is old Ben. You're just a fascinating character.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. Still getting ready for the manager's report at 9 o'clock. Paulie does have some other headlines for us, though, in a Rindle report. We'll get to that and more next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Since we were just telling the story of my mom helping me make my Hot Wheels parking lot when I was a kid, I would be remiss if I did not wish my mother and father a very happy 50th wedding anniversary this weekend.
Oh, my God. Wow. No way.
Can you believe that? 50 years married this weekend.
That's incredible.
That is astounding. She's so sweet. She DM'd me last night asking how my mom's doing. Just an incredible, incredible couple. I love your dad, too. Very quiet, understated, plays really fast golf.
Like, where do I get it all?
The world's fastest golfer. I got 8 feet left for par. You're good, bud. I'm like, I am the world. I'm the best.
Move on to the next hole, Woods.
If you guys ever hear of me shooting even par, you'll know I played with Ben's dad because he gives me every.
You're eight close enough to the green. That's good.
Yeah, you're good. Count it.
It's a short chip.
I'm like,
that's
where
good.
Where do you have to be that we got to get off the course so fast? That dude, bro. If you do one practice swing around him, you watch him like visibly lose his mind. It's the greatest, and your mom is just an angel. So happy anniversary to both of you guys. 50,
pretty amazing
years. 50.
Paulie just mentioned, and I saw this last night as well, that another pitcher is drawing trade interest right now. We talked a little bit about it last week.
Yeah.
When our friend
Max
called in. But Blake Snell is drawing some calls to the San Francisco Giants, who don't seem like they are shutting down talk necessarily of trading Blake Snell.
Feels like he's starting to lock in, too.
Well, yeah, he's pitched really well his last few starts. He could be a real difference maker down the stretch. Now, the Giants are saying, we would not trade Blake Snell just to be clear of his money. We're not trying to save the money. But if we were offered, you know, a really good package, you know, get a prospect or two that we like, we might consider doing that. Because they don't have control over Blake Snell next year necessarily. He's got an option. He could opt out. Now, we all thought, well, Blake Snell is obviously going to opt in. He's had a terrible season. If he pitches like Blake Snell the last couple of months of the year, he may want to become a free agent again and try to go for a long-term deal this offseason. So the Giants might be dealing an expiring contract here. And if they don't think they're going to make the playoffs, which they're now, after losing to the Dodgers last night, they're like 6 games under .500. They're barely kind of hanging on the edge of the wild card race, it might make sense for them to trade Blake Snell and anyone else who's not, you know, tied down.
Yeah, and Janine, it's a little bit buyer beware with Blake Snell if he goes to other organizations than, I don't know, this one or Tampa Bay.
Right.
If he came here, I get the sense it would be fairly seamless for
instant
him.
Fit.
Like I'm locked in now. I'm just going to continue to be locked in. If he goes to Baltimore, there's that whole, oh, man, I don't even know where the ballpark is. I don't know the parking attendant. I'm not comfortable yet, which is fine. Every player's different. Blake Snell won a Cy Young here, so he's earned the right. But there's only really a couple of, I mean, if you're A.J. Preller, do you make that phone call? I have no idea. I have no earthly idea. of what they have to work with, what the Giants would be interested in.
Acquire him, assuming he'll probably opt out if he if he stays hot, finishes the year on a roll.
Could I interest the Giants in an Eggy Rosario?
I mean, it's not a Tarik Skubal or a Garrett Crochet cost. There's the higher cost just of his contract right now.
He's a rental, technically.
And he's a rental, technically. So you're not spending as much prospect capital. Now, can the Padres get him and still stay under the luxury tax level?
What's his,
I have no idea.
What's his prorated?
At this point,
$10 million?
Somewhere probably around 12 or 12? 13. But what we don't know exactly. Yeah. We thought the Padres had about 8 to 10 to play with, but with you on the restricted list, that
could be up to like 19.
That number is kind of climbing up, but we don't know for how long. I mean, you could come back any day and all of a sudden jumps right back in and you're paying him and it goes against the CBT. So there's a lot of complexity to this Padres trade deadline. You can always throw in salary going back the other way somehow to make it balance out a little bit if the Giants are interested.
Imagine? That would be so wild.
It would be wild. I need money, says Adam. Major for Blake Snell would be a pretty equitable deal. You'd pull the trigger on that.
You'd actually be surprised. I would think that Adam Major was one of the Padres' top pitching prospects and may end up being a really solid major league pitcher that's controllable for six years. And if I'm the Giants, and I like Adam Major, even though he hasn't gotten off to a good start in his big league career, but you see something in the scouts and say, we can get this guy for years and years, pitching against the Padres in our division for what? A couple of months of Blake Snell that we don't really need anymore and save some money? I don't think that that's the craziest offer that you could make for Blake Snell.
His option is huge, I think, isn't it?
It's about the same as this year, isn't it?
Is it?
30.
About 30?
31, I think.
Lord. He's not turning that down.
But if he opts in, remember, he's going to be a year older if he gets to free agency after the 2025 season.
Okay, so this year it's I'm on Spotrac.
Spotrac.
So this year, it says payroll annual, it's 23.5. The luxury tax number is 29.6. Next year, the payroll number is 38.5.
38 to opt in? No.
Yeah.
And then the luxury tax hit number is still 29.7.
I just read it on MLB Trade Rumors. Yeah, 38.5.
Oh.
No, bro. You can't risk that. Sorry.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, that was a fun conversation.
It's just 1 year.
Forget
that's
it.
A lot.
Forget it. Wow.
It's a lot. 38 for next year.
Well, then it's Blake Snell in a contract year, though.
Yeah. Won a Cy Young in his last contract year. Yeah.
$40 million. All right. Moving on.
It's a lot of Don and Mud interviews.
Bring me.
How much per? It's like $3 million per Don and Mud interview right there.
Insane. It's an insane number.
Oh, wow.
It's a hard pass. Yeah, that's a hard pass.
All right, let's check traffic, and then Paulie's got some more headlines here with our Rindle Report next on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
How we doing?
Fantastic.
So Ben, you started the segment off with a shout out to your parents on their
50th. That kind of shout out.
No, just shout out to your parents, right. Not shout out to your family on their upcoming wedding 50. Anniversary.
Yeah.
50. Gosh, congratulations again. I have a shout out to my mother, actually. Happy 60th birthday.
Oh,
to Julie. She's.
I talked to her this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with her, so I don't usually get to talk to my mom on my drive into work at 4:45 in the morning.
Woods is closer in age to your mother than his own wife.
Oh, you mother! No, I'm not. Am I?
Yeah. Oh, by quite a bit.
Several years.
You know what? I'm not ashamed of it. My wife goes to bed at 6:30, dude. She's basically a 70-year-old, okay? Basically. Essentially, wow. She's 70 years old.
Just doing the math.
I know. Sorry, look, I'm close to my mother-in-law.
That also means Julie's very young still as well.
Yeah, 60 years old.
She wrecked me.
She lives in Washington, so I don't usually call her at 4:45 in the morning, but she and her husband are in Florida on vacation this week, so I gave her a call on the way in, and as I was pulling up, Woodsy was right behind me. He pulled in, and she's always listening. She's probably watching on YouTube right now, and I say, hey, Woodsy, come here. She was on speakerphone, said hi, happy birthday. So happy birthday to her.
She's got great pipes, by the way. Her voice is really, really good and sultry.
She called in before.
She has. She got great, great pipes.
All right. It's possible Woods could be your stepdad someday, Paul.
I don't like this conversation anymore. So we will start off in Major League Baseball.
I kind of already am a little bit. Like a little. There's a little bit of that vibe. So yeah, it's fine.
Okay, Adam has been just hitting this story in the chat. Adam Paul has been in the chat with this story. I've got it. I've got it right
here. We're on it, buddy. Relax.
FanDuel. Got a FanDuel story for you. So some guy bet $5 yesterday, and he turned it into quite a win. We're talking about the Dylan Cease no-hitter. We've been talking about it all morning. And some guy went into FanDuel, and he placed $5.
$5.
On a wager. The wager was either team to throw a no-hitter. His odds at the time of placing the bet were plus 28,000. That $5 turned into $1,405 in his FanDuel account.
Not a bad
day. It sounds like great odds. When you think about it, though, the Padres have played around 9,000 games their franchise career, and one of them ended up in a no-hitter. Maybe he should have gotten more
that
bet.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Look, when you look at the game, it says Dylan Cease versus Patrick Corbin. You ain't placing that bet because Patrick Corbin's on the ball.
They get zero chance at a Patrick Corbin. No
right.
He gives up more hits than anybody in baseball. Right. So you're betting on a Dylan Cease no-hitter right
essentially,
there.
Essentially, yes.
And it worked.
How about that?
Good call.
What a win. That is awesome. All right. We got the Olympics starting up tonight. Well, they've been going a little bit, but the opening ceremonies are tonight in Paris, and it's going to be, I think, 10:30 a.m. here on the West Coast. So just a couple hours away from the Olympics opening ceremonies, and I've got a few terms that you might hear while consuming your Olympic coverage.
Okay.
And I wanted to quiz you guys and see if you guys knew what these were,
okay,
what they mean. You would probably hear these on the broadcast at some point.
You better do
is
well
my
on this
guess.
One.
I would, yeah, we'll start off with a couple easy ones. The breaststroke. That's funny.
Love the breaststroke.
Swimming it's like stroke.
It's like...
Here. You don't ever... You always face forward.
Yeah, it's forward.
You know the
same joke.
not that kind of breaststroke.
It's absolutely that kind of breast. It's the exact same kind of breast. What did you think it was? It's in reference to...
Well, maybe you're using those muscles,
the pectoral area
muscles, to do the.
Yeah, but they don't call it the pec stroke.
It could be the pec stroke.
It could be, but it is the breaststroke.
Okay, so you guys know that one. You hear that one, you'll know exactly what they are talking about.
We're watching Olympic swimming.
All right, the next one, the shuttlecock,
also known as the birdie.
The birdie,
in badminton, Olympic sport.
I love badminton.
It's got it's got a little half rubber ball with the little wiry frame on it.
The shuttlecock.
It's harder than it looks. Have you ever played badminton?
All the time. I love it. Not all the time, but I
used to. You gotta wait to make sure it's falling
right
the correct direction before you try to hit it.
PE at some point in elementary school.
Dude hit me in the chipped my tooth.
With a shuttlecock?
With a
racket.
With a racket. They're so thin.
Yeah, just a little tiny
thin wire around it. Yeah, the guy reaches back and whacks me like in sixth grade.
But you hit the wiry part, it doesn't work. You gotta hit the little rubber ball part.
Chip my tooth.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Alright, well you guys knew those too.
Okay.
You guys see where I'm going with this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. A couple other ones. Maybe a little less known. Hooking.
Hooking. That's, it's a penalty in hockey, but I don't think there's...
No hockey.
There's hockey in the summer games.
There's hooker is a position in rugby. They have rugby sevens. We lost to Australia in the quarterfinals yesterday. I was watching that match. The left and right hookers.
No good.
In rugby. I guess our hookers didn't play well enough.
It happens.
Hooking.
It's a weightlifting term.
Oh.
It's known as a hook grip. It's when...
You went with hooking instead of the clean and jerk. I'm surprised.
That was my next one.
Wow. Was it? Oh, no.
The hooking is when a lifter covers their thumb with the other fingers when they grip the bar.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we were just telling the story of my mom helping me make my Hot Wheels parking lot when I was a kid, I would be remiss if I did not wish my mother and father a very happy 50th wedding anniversary this weekend.
Oh, my God. Wow. No way.
Can you believe that? 50 years married this weekend.
That's incredible.
That is astounding. She's so sweet. She DM'd me last night asking how my mom's doing. Just an incredible, incredible couple. I love your dad, too. Very quiet, understated, plays really fast golf.
Like, where do I get it all?
The world's fastest golfer. I got 8 feet left for par. You're good, bud. I'm like, I am the world. I'm the best.
Move on to the next hole, Woods.
If you guys ever hear of me shooting even par, you'll know I played with Ben's dad because he gives me every.
You're 8 close enough foot. To the green. That's good.
Yeah, you're good. Count it.
It's a short chip.
I'm like,
that's
where
good.
Do you? Where do you have to be that we got to get off the course so fast? That dude, bro. If you do one practice swing around him, you watch him like visibly lose his mind. It's the greatest, and your mom is just an angel. So happy anniversary to both of you guys. 50,
pretty amazing
years. 50.
Pauly just mentioned, and I saw this last night as well, that another pitcher is drawing trade interest right now. We talked a little bit about it last week.
Yeah.
When our friend
Max
called in. But Blake Snell is drawing some calls to the San Francisco Giants, who don't seem like they are shutting down talk necessarily of trading Blake Snell.
Feels like he's starting to lock in, too.
Well, yeah, he's pitched really well his last few starts. He could be a real difference maker down the stretch. Now, the Giants are saying, we would not trade Blake Snell just to be clear of his money. We're not trying to save the money. But if we were offered, you know, a really good package, you know, get a prospect or two that we like, we might consider doing that. Because they don't have control over Blake Snell next year necessarily. He's got an option. He could opt out. Now, we all thought, well, Blake Snell is obviously going to opt in. He's had a terrible season. If he pitches like Blake Snell the last couple of months of the year, he may want to become a free agent again and try to go for a long-term deal this offseason. So the Giants might be dealing an expiring contract here. And if they don't think they're going to make the playoffs, which they're now, after losing to the Dodgers last night, they're like 6 games under 500. They're barely kind of hanging on the edge of the wild card race, it might make sense for them to trade Blake Snell and anyone else who's not, you know, tied down.
Yeah, and Janine, it's a little bit buyer beware with Blake Snell if he goes to other organizations than, I don't know, this one or Tampa Bay.
Right.
If he came here, I get the sense it would be fairly seamless for
instant
him.
Fit.
Like I'm locked in now. I'm just going to continue to be locked in. If he goes to Baltimore, there's that whole, oh, man, I don't even know where the ballpark is. I don't know the parking attendant. I'm not comfortable yet, which is fine. Every player's different. Blake Snell won a Cy Young here, so he's earned the right. But there's only really a couple of, I mean, if you're A.J. Preller, do you make that phone call? I have no idea. I have no earthly idea of what they have to work with, what the Giants would be interested in.
Acquire him, assuming he'll probably opt out if he stays hot, finishes the year on a roll.
Could I interest the Giants in an Eggy Rosario?
I mean, it's not a Tarik Skubal or a Garrett Crochet cost. There's the higher cost just of his contract right now.
He's a rental, technically.
And he's a rental, technically. So you're not spending as much prospect capital. Now, can the Padres get him and still stay under the luxury tax level?
What's his,
I have no idea.
What's his prorated? $10 million?
Somewhere probably around 12 or 13. But what we don't know exactly. Yeah. We thought the Padres had about 8 to 10 to play with, but with you on the restricted list, that
could be up to like 19.
That number is kind of climbing up, but we don't know for how long. I mean, you could come back any day and all of a sudden jumps right back in, and you're paying him, and it goes against the CBT. So there's a lot of complexity to this Padres trade deadline. You can always throw in salary going back the other way somehow to make it balance out a little bit if the Giants are interested.
Imagine? That would be so wild.
It would be wild. I need money, says Adam Major, for Blake Snell would be a pretty equitable deal. You'd pull the trigger on that.
You'd actually be surprised.
Would pack his
but
bags.
I would think that you know, Adam Major was one of the Padres' top pitching prospects and may end up being a really solid major league pitcher that's controllable for six years. And if I'm the Giants, and I like Adam Major, even though he hasn't gotten off to a good start in his big league career, but you see something in the scouts and say, we can get this guy for years and years, you know, pitching against the Padres in our division for what? A couple of months of Blake Snell that we don't really need anymore and save some money? I don't think that that's the craziest offer that you could make for Blake Snell.
His option is huge, I think, isn't it?
It's about the same as this year, isn't it?
Is it?
30.
About 30?
31, I think.
Lord. He's not turning that down.
But if he opts in, remember, he's going to be a year older if he gets to free agency after the 2025 season.
Okay, so this year it's I'm on Spotrac.
Spotrac.
So this year it says payroll annual, it's 23.5. The luxury tax number is 29.6. Next year, the payroll number is 38.5.
38 to opt in? No.
Yeah.
And then the luxury tax hit number is still 29.7.
I just read it on MLB Trade Rumors. Yeah, 38.5.
Oh.
No, bro. You can't risk that. Sorry.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, that was a fun conversation.
It's just 1 year.
Forget it. Forget it. Wow.
It's a lot. 38 for next year.
Well, then it's Blake Snell in a contract year, though.
Yeah. Won a Cy Young in his last contract year. Yeah.
$40 million. All right. Moving on.
It's a lot of Don and Mud interviews.
Bring me.
How much per? It's like $3 million per Don and Mud interview right there.
Insane. It's an insane number.
Wow.
It's a hard pass. Yeah, that's a hard pass.
All right, let's check traffic, and then Paulie's got some more headlines here with our Rindle Report next on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. How are we doing?
Fantastic.
So, Ben, you started the segment off with a shout out to your parents on their
50th. Not that kind of shout out.
Nope. Just shout out to your parents, right. Not shout out to your family on their upcoming wedding 50. Anniversary.
Yeah.
50. Gosh. Congratulations again. I have a shout out to my mother, actually. Happy 60th birthday to Julie. She's.
I talked to her this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with her, so I don't usually get to talk to my mom on my drive into work at 4:45 in the morning.
Woods is closer in age to your mother than his own wife.
Oh, you mother! No, I'm not. Am I?
Yeah. Oh, by quite a bit.
Several years.
You know what? I'm not ashamed of it. My wife goes to bed at 6:30, dude. She's basically a 70-year-old, okay? Basically. Essentially, she's 70 years old.
Just doing the math.
I know. Sorry, look, I'm close to my mother-in-law.
That also means Julie's very young still as well.
Yeah, 60 years old.
Wrecked me.
She lives in Washington, so I don't usually call her at 4:45 in the morning, but she and her husband are in Florida on vacation this week, so I gave her a call on the way in, and as I was pulling up, Woodsy was right behind me. He pulled in, and she's always listening. She's probably watching on YouTube right now, and I say, hey, Woodsy, come here. She was on speakerphone, said hi, happy birthday. So, happy birthday to her.
She's got great pipes, by the way. Her voice is really, really good and sultry.
She's called in before.
She has. She's got great, great pipes.
All right.
It's possible Woods could be your stepdad someday, Paul.
I don't like this conversation anymore. So, we will start off in Major League Baseball.
I kind of already am a little bit. Like a little, there's a little bit of that vibe. So, yeah, it's fine.
Okay, Adam has been just hitting this story in the chat. Adam Paul has been in the chat with this story. I've got it. I've got it right here.
We got it, buddy. Relax.
FanDuel got a FanDuel story for you. So some guy bet $5 yesterday, and he turned it into quite a win. We're talking about the Dylan Cease no-hitter. We've been talking about it all morning, and some guy went into FanDuel, and he placed $5 on a wager. The wager was either team to throw a no-hitter. His odds at the time of placing the bet were plus 28,000. That $5 turned into $1,405 in his FanDuel account.
Not a bad
day. It sounds like great odds. When you think about it, though, the Padres have played around 9,000 games their franchise career, and one of them ended up in a no-hitter. Maybe he should have gotten more
That
bet. Yeah, I mean, look, when you look at the game, it says Dylan Cease versus Patrick Corbin. You ain't placing that bet because Patrick Corbin's on the ball.
They get zero chance at a Patrick Corbin, though.
Right.
He gives up more hits than anybody in baseball. Right. So you're betting on a Dylan Cease no-hitter right
essentially,
there.
Essentially, yes.
And it worked.
How about that?
Good call.
What a win. That is awesome. All right. We got the Olympics starting up tonight. Well, they've been going a little bit, but the opening ceremonies are tonight in Paris, and it's going to be, I think, 10:30 a.m. here on the West Coast. So just a couple hours away from the Olympics opening ceremonies, and I've got a few terms that you might hear while consuming your Olympic coverage.
Okay.
And I wanted to quiz you guys and see if you guys knew what these were and what they mean. You would probably hear these on the broadcast at some point.
We better do
is
well
my
on this
guess.
One.
We'll start off with a couple easy ones. The breaststroke. That's funny.
Love the breaststroke.
Swimming stroke.
It's like
you don't ever. You always face forward.
Yeah, it's forward.
You know the same joke.
Not that kind of breaststroke.
It's absolutely that kind of breast. It's the exact same kind of breast. What did you think it was? It's in reference to.
Well, maybe you're using those muscles,
the pectoral area
muscles, to do the.
Yeah, but they don't call it the pec stroke.
It could be the pec stroke.
It could be, but it is the breaststroke.
Okay, so you guys know that one. You hear that one, you'll know exactly what they are doing.
We're watching Olympic swimming.
All right, the next one, the shuttlecock,
also known as the birdie.
The birdie,
in badminton, Olympic sport.
I love badminton.
It's got it's got a little. Half rubber ball with the little wiry frame on it.
The shuttlecock.
It's harder than it looks. Have you ever played badminton?
All the time. I love it. Well, not all the time, but I used to.
You
got to
wait to make sure it's falling
right.
The correct direction before you try to hit it.
PE at some point in elementary school.
Dude hit me in the. It chipped my tooth.
With a shuttlecock?
With
a racket.
With a racket. They're so thin.
Yeah, just a little tiny.
Thin wire around it. Yeah, the guy reaches back and whacks me like in sixth grade.
But you hit the wiry part, it doesn't work. You got to hit the little rubber ball part.
Chipped my tooth.
Ouch.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys knew those too.
Okay.
You guys see where I'm going with this, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. A couple other ones. Maybe a little less known. Hooking.
Hooking. That's, it's a penalty in hockey, but I don't think there's...
No hockey.
Summer
games.
There's hooker as a position in rugby. They have rugby sevens. We lost to Australia in the quarterfinals yesterday. I was watching that match. The left and right hookers.
No good.
In rugby. I guess our hookers didn't play well enough.
It happens.
Hooking.
It's a weightlifting term.
Oh.
It's known as a hook grip. It's when...
You went with hooking instead of the clean and jerk. I'm surprised.
That was my next one.
Wow. Was it? Oh, no.
The hooking is when a lifter covers their thumb with the other fingers when they grip the bar.
Like that?
Yeah.
That doesn't feel comfortable.
Sounds like you could break your thumb that way.
Ouch.
Yes, we have the clean and jerk.
Yeah.
I'm proficient.
I'm not really a free weightlifter myself for the most part. Maybe just buys and tries when I'm working out.
That's it.
You know, but otherwise, I'm kind of more on the machines.
Oh, you like the machine?
Yeah.
Like the Nautilus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mix it up.
You might hear clean and jerk on a broadcast.
Absolutely.
If you're watching some Olympic weightlifting.
It's not an easy lift to do. There's a proper form.
Looks like you can really wrench your back.
All kinds of
stuff.
Do
it wrong.
Dude.
Does not look good.
All kinds of stuff.
And the last one here is snatch.
That's also a weightlifting term.
Oh, weightlifting terms.
Winner. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
It's on the ground, barbell's on the ground, and you pick it up
and
ground to overhead in one smooth overhead. Motion.
What's going on with these weightlifters and their terminologies?
That is really, really sad. And like, is the commentator like, man, that guy has the best snatch I've ever seen. Ever.
What a snatch.
What guy. A snatch that was.
Yeah.
Well, I'm more excited for the Olympics now than I was 5 minutes ago.
All right, and finally, we only got, 2 minutes here, so we'll go quickly. But Southwest Airlines, I'm sure everybody has flown Southwest at some point. Usually one of the more affordable options. You get the 2 free bags, and they have been known for their open seating policy. It depends on your...
Greyhound of the sky.
Yeah, depends on your boarding section and your group and all of that. But that... looks like it may be changing. Southwest is going to be doing assigned seating.
Good.
Here, coming up soon. And then they also announced that they're going to be starting to do red-eye flights. That's something that they don't typically do. So you may be able to get a cheaper Southwest flight. And if you wanted to take that red-eye option and get wherever you're going early,
okay. That
will now be a thing. They're looking at mid-February of next year starting the red-eye flights. I don't know when they will start enacting the assigned seating policies.
I am unhappy about this change, and it's fairly clear to me the difference. If you are a organized, responsible person,
it's false.
Set your alarm at 24
false.
Hours to check
false.
In.
False.
You're
going to
get
false.
At least an upper
D.
B. No, you'll get an upper B.
That's BS.
You time it. You got to wait one beat after the second hits, and then you check in, and you're going to get either a high A or a low B.
That's false.
Well, it's sometimes when you've got a connecting flight and it's already full with other people who have gotten on board, it's not as good. But if you're leaving from San Diego, usually that's the origination, and you go for 24 hours exactly, you're pretty on par. Now, if you're someone who forgets about it and checks in like 7 hours before your flight, Southwest is not for you. Well, now it will be.
I can't stand it. I never have liked it. Also, you're more prone to hear bits from the flight attendants on Southwest than anywhere else. And
yes.
I really don't want...
Oh, I like the bits. I laughed out loud once.
Oh, God, you would.
In the sudden case of cabin depressurization, oxygen mask will drop from the ceiling. Insert a quarter, put over your nose and mouth, and begin to breathe freely. I thought that was funny.
It's not even funny.
It was funny. Like you have to pay for the oxygen. They don't take themselves seriously. You should like that, Woods.
It's an airline. I want them to take themselves seriously. It's air travel.
Mike Schilt is coming up next with the manager's report on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.